From the Financial Times in London, I'm Alex Barker, and this is FT News. Since the financial crisis hit 10 years ago and government deficits started to balloon, we've heard an awful lot from politicians about their plans to tighten up the global tax system, closing the loopholes that big multinationals can exploit when operating over many jurisdictions. The question we want to ask today is, has any of that made a difference? Are big global companies like Apple, GE or Nestle paying more or less tax as a share of profits than before 2008? Well, Rochelle Toplensky, my fellow FT reporter and a chartered accountant, has put together a formidable spreadsheet to help us work this out. Rochelle, what did you find?
Well, I looked back and basically since 2008 up to 2016, the world's biggest companies are paying about 9% less tax, which is 2 percentage point cut to their tax rate. And if you go further back and look since to, say, 2000, it's down from 34% on average to 24% in average tax rate on profits.
It's quite a big fall. How did you work this out?
I went back digging through financial statements for the last 25 years, looking at the 10 largest companies in each of 9 major sectors, so tech, consumer goods, health. And I brought it up to the analysis up to 2016. We ignored 2017 because with the US tax reform, the numbers are quite noisy and jump all over the place. And there are lots of different ways to measure tax. You can measure the headline rate, what they actually pay in cash. What we focused on was what the companies said they paid. So this is their reported effective tax rate in their statements.
And so are you able to tell from that what's been driving the kind of rate downwards over the past 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, there is sort of the broader trend, which is multinational companies can choose where they locate their subsidiaries and the profits and everything that go along with that. And this is especially easy for digital or tech companies, which can be supplied out of almost anywhere over the internet. So governments have been competing to attract these multinational subsidiaries for tax revenues, for jobs, and for growth. Multinationals have an army of tax advisors to help them minimize their tax bills. Now, that's not illegal, but we do see that it actually works. If you compare what they pay in their foreign jurisdictions on their foreign profits, it's sort of single-digit tax rates versus what they pay domestically can be around 20 to 30%. So they've been doing some serious tax planning to maximize shareholder value, shall we say. OECD governments as well, though, have been dropping their headline corporate rates. So over the same period of time, they dropped it about 5%. And they also offer various tax breaks, special deals for patents, the IP that a lot of these people use, and other sort of special deals.
What do the companies say about this?
The standard reply is we're paying all the tax legally required, that we are maximizing our shareholder value. And that's true. They are paying what's legally required. But there's a lot of fiscal pressures on governments since the global financial crisis that you talked about, you know, and this sort of idea that Main Street bailed out Wall Street and people feeling a little left behind. We've also seen a lot of leaks around of these shocking sort of low corporate tax rates or sweetheart deals. So there's been quite a political pressure to crack down on these companies. And if you look at the same period of time, actually, since the global financial crisis, in the same countries, in the OECD, personal tax rates are up about 6%. So the companies also say they welcome predictable international reform. They just want the governments to do it forward-looking, and they want it to be coordinated.
So just to summarise, we've seen consumer and worker taxes rise over the last 10 years. The headline rate that governments set for corporate tax has been falling. Has the reported rate that companies say they're paying, has that fallen at the same rate as government headline rates, or has it been faster?
It's been faster. So the companies are reporting that they are getting about a 9% savings, and the governments themselves have dropped their headline rate about 5%. So it's almost double.
And is this likely to change anytime soon on the corporate side? Is anything coming through? Are there any political initiatives being taken that might change this?
Unsurprisingly, there are a lot of political initiatives. The EU has been cracking down and trying to close some of the loopholes. You heard that, you know, the double Irish and all these different things. So the laws have been changing around some of those, grandfathered in. So that takes some time. There's also been a crackdown on sweetheart deals. So we've seen Margrethe Vestager have a number of cases that she's basically
the EU Competition Commissioner. Yeah.
Who's come out and said that certain member states have given what amount to basically too good a deal, almost state aid, it's so good, to various companies. The record one of that was the headline grabbing $13 billion Irish back taxes that Apple is compelled to pay soon, hasn't yet paid, but soon to pay. And then we also see a lot of talk around a digital tax now. Some European countries have been asking for that and they're considering that. And the longer term gain is overall tax reform, but that requires unanimity. And with these things, you know, the devil can be in the detail a little bit. So everybody can agree on a broad principle, but when you get into the detail, it takes a long time. So, you know, the EU's also been working with the OECD and the G20 and this what's called the BEPS project, which is base erosion and profit shifting. And it's trying to come up with a global set of rules that will make it more fair. And again, progress on this has been slow. There will ideally be some changes. The changes around that, there's some tax transparency, some reporting transparency, some change in loopholes, a whole range, a menu of things. And there's expected to have some of those changes come in over the next 5 years. It's taken a long time to agree. But that's sort of, as I said, you know, it's easy to agree in principle that we need fair taxation. But when it comes down to the detail, what is fair taxation for a Dutch company? The government might think quite differently than a Spanish government or a French government. So it's kind of like frenemies, if you will. And we've seen this. There's this tax competition. So while there's this sort of concerted political will to do something, we actually sort of come down to this competition where governments cut the rates or offer special deals. And honestly, with the US tax rate cut down to 21% in their corporate tax rate, we're likely to see another round kickoff where governments start looking at their rates and maybe cut again or offer some more benefits in spite of the political rhetoric.
Thank you very much, Rochelle. You can read more on this story at FT.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.